ABC Listen app, your smart speaker, and on AM radio.
This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria with David Astle.
It is, and you're about to discover a lot more about the West than you thought you did know. I'm joined now by Richard Ponsford, who's the Executive Officer of Western Melbourne Tourism. Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Dave.
And Christina Browning as well, who's the Communications Coordinator for that same body. Christina, great to meet you as well.
Nice to be here.
There's a website. The website is called lovewestside.com.au. I've just clicked on it and I've discovered a lot more than I knew even 2 minutes ago. Tell me about I'll turn to you, Kristen. How did this whole thing come to be?
Well, basically, we are a tourism organisation that has six different councils. We all come together and collaboratively put this together. It's been a big job of passion and love, and we're really happy to have it come to fruition.
So you've almost got six different towns that you're dealing with, whether it's Wyndham, Maribyrnong, Hobsons Bay, Melton, Moonee Valley, Brimbank. You know these by heart, Richard. How did you get all these? They're all in the same boat, but how did you get them all talking and playing the same tune?
Well, I think it's about, we've been building what I'd call like a single voice, I guess, for the West. Mm-hmm. And so there's value in, rather than them talking with their own separate councils, to also work with one new identity, which is Westside.
Because one of the challenges, and I'll turn to you, Christina, one of the challenges, as well as one of the many great assets of the West, is its diversity. So this is, I suppose, I know that there's a great diaspora of Indian-born people. There's a great diaspora of African and Asian, whether it's Chinese. So this is, its diversity is its richness. Has it been a challenge, though, to unify all these various cities, so to speak, into this one Western initiative?
Not so much, because I think a lot of people that live in the West love living mm-hmm. in the West yeah. and want to share that with everyone. So hence how we came up with the brand name. So it hasn't been that tricky. I mean, we don't work on the ground with the operators themselves, but there's just been a lot of, collaboration.
But I think there's a lot of common things about experience. So mm-hmm. whether it's food or whether it's nature or all these things sort of wash across the region. And so if you're a visitor, you're just interested in finding a good restaurant, and, trying to have a good time. And this helps sort of link things together and build those experiences.
If you're anywhere near a computer or even just on your phone, have a look. It is a really beautiful, vibrant and very hands-on, practical guide, lovewestside.com.au. It's only just been launched and it's a wonderful portal into the western sweep of Melbourne, the whole West Side, and about you understanding and experiencing West Side, lovewestside.com.au. It's 18 minutes now to 10, and a chance for you to join us if you like on 1300 222 774. Tell us the best of the West for you. Best of the West for me, I'm kicking myself that I missed out on an Ethiopian food tour in Footscray and Sunshine about a month ago. That to me would have been a great opportunity. But I do know the Newport Lakes are wonderful. Gracelands are great. So too the Williamstown sweep of the beaches there and the gardens. 1300 222 774. Tell us the best of the West for you. And if you live in the West, tell us what you delight in. What is it that makes the West a very special quadrant of Melbourne? You can text in on 0437 774 774. I've just touched on a few, Christina, of the sorts of things that the West can offer. What are some surprises that maybe are unsung and are underrepresented by visitors and by people exploring?
I love to talk about the wineries because mm-hmm. people don't expect them to be in the West. We've got one, Russo Estate, which is the place where Houdini took his first powered flight.
Wow, that's a selling point.
It's a fantastic story.
In Werribee, is it?
It's actually in Diggers Rest.
Okay.
And then we've got award-winning wines there. We've also got award-winning wines at Shadowfax, and that's, of course, close to Werribee Zoo and the new Elephant Trail. And then I love to talk and segue to events.
Because this is it. When people think about events, they're often Melbourne-centric, that is CBD-centric, Richard. And I'm thinking we've got jazz festivals and comedy festivals, but there are a lot of these sort of sub-programs that happen in the West.
Absolutely. So we talk about our wow factor, which mm-hmm. is what's on West Side. So lovely, we're always looking for wow. Mm-hmm. And, so I think our theory is that, we can really broaden the whole footprint of Melbourne, the Melbourne brand, if you like, by sort of sub-programming events in the West, but that form part of those umbrella programs. So for this month, we're focused on Melbourne Fringe and Melbourne Jazz Festivals, and there's separate Western sort of components of each of those events.
That's great. And also, one of the challenges, we just had a bunch of two New Yorkers who came in. One of the challenges is so many cities have got these really strong precincts. And I'm thinking, as you said in your notes, with whether it's in New York, whether it's Harlem or Greenwich Village or Soho. Tell me, Christina, about the challenge of, in a way, making people think about away from the CBD. How do we get people getting away from this central-centric thinking?
I think that's what this website's for, really, just to showcase everything that we have, including those events that are part of the major events festival season, and just the easy ways to get places. There's a lot happening in Moonee Ponds. It's only 10 minutes from the city on the train. So Yarraville's really close to the city. Williamstown's not far. You can get to Williamstown by boat, on the river ferry. And, Werribee and Melton, places are not that far away by train as well as driving. So it's that Westgate mentality.
Isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Look, I had my niece who's living in the UK at the moment. She brought the boyfriend over, which is all very propitious. I'm not sure what's going on there. But he joined me on a bike ride on Saturday morning. And it was largely all through the West. We were heading up to places like Moonee Ponds. Then we're across to Oak Park. We then headed into Maribyrnong. We followed that all the way through to Dynon Road. What he saw was exactly what tourists don't see.
Mm.
The beauty of the Maribyrnong, even just the beauty of Moonee Ponds and the creek of Moonee Ponds, this is a great opportunity for all of us. So, Richard, in this new website, which is the Love West Side, what can you're encouraging people to join up because there's benefits and newsletters?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can click on and go through that. There's a whole range of things you can do. You can actually sign up for we do a monthly What's On. That's our WOW, as I was just talking about. So that comes out the start of each month. We've got a whole socials. We've got quite a big following on our socials, which is Love West Side Melbourne, and that's on Facebook and Instagram. And there's also a podcast, actually, which Christina does, and that's a WOW podcast, which she does with Mike Smith from the Sun Theatre, who you might know. Everyone
Smith.
Probably knows the Sun Theatre quite well. Yep. So that's another thing. So that's where we also promote the WOW, if you like, our WOW factor.
So check that out, because wherever you live, if you're living on the west side of the state, if you're living in the west of the city, or even if you want to explore the west, lovewestside.com.au. Sign up, get info, get the podcast, get the newsletters. Some great texts are coming through about things best in the west. Hi there, David. Hi, Rich and Christina. Yarraville Village, one of the best selections of food and drink in Melbourne. Absolutely stunning. Great architecture as well, says Reginald. And Tech, who's listening in, says Footscray Market is the unsung heroes of Melbourne with a melting pot of delicacies. All the best bikes, all the best hikes, I should say, around the West as well. Christina, we're on the cusp too of just unlocking the West in a grander scale with the West Side Tunnel about to be open, the Westgate Tunnel, and then you've got the Airport Rail Link. I feel as though the West could be, in a way, the big mover in Melbourne's story in the next coming years. How well prepared is the West for getting a lot more eyes and attention in the next few years?
I might throw that to Richard if that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a big question. It's something that we're very focused on, and we sort of feel like building what we'd call almost like a destination culture in the region is really important, and that's partly why we're starting this initiative, because we've sort of been in readiness for, I guess, visitor experience, people coming to the region from other parts of the state, across Melbourne and whatever. And particularly with the opening of the Westgate Tunnel, the travel times are going to be vastly reduced, so it'll be very accessible.
What about the diaspora? I know that 20% of the those in Wyndham Council are Indian-born. That's a significant figure. How have you ensured that this is not just like a unilingual... have you celebrated the multicultural aspect, I suppose, is another way of asking that question?
Well, it's sort of running itself in a way. The emergence of the diaspora is a really big part of the whole of, generally across Melbourne, but it's the growth in the West is absolutely extraordinary. From a visitor perspective, 1 in 10 visitors from India to Australia Travelling to or staying in Melbourne's west. Mm-hmm. So
why wouldn't you?
And that's extraordinary. But no, but that's all because of their, it's all the friends and relatives and family and all that sort of stuff. So, and they, it's a big travel segment now sort of thing. So that's something that we're separately actually working on another project, which is trying to market and communicate to that diaspora, because there's sort of, it's not necessarily, they sort of have to live in their own ecosystem at times. And
This is a good point that Anne's just made, who's ex Moonee Ponds, that Moonee Ponds is not in the west but in the north. And I know Moonee Valley is one of the councils that's in the west. Where does the west begin and the north end? Or this is a really, this is a tricky business. We don't need to worry too much about it, but when we talk about the west, where is the sweep itself?
Well, we would welcome the city of Hume with open arms, or even go out as far as Moorabool. I mean, when it comes to experience, really, how far can we go? We're all united.
Oh, my God. Footscray is our cultural go-to for those of us who live in Geelong. We go up to the market for amazing food and culture. There's a good Facebook page too called Mama Knows West, so that's another great resource as well.
Excellent resource, yep.
So, but the other one too that's just been added to the galaxy is called lovewestside.com.au. And I know that, Christina, this has taken a lot of work behind the scenes. It's only just been launched. What's the response been so far?
Oh, it's been a pretty great response across the board.
Yeah, everyone really loves it, don't they? Yeah.
Mm. And what's the plan? How do you wish to evolve it in the next, even the next year?
Well, we will be going into stage two of listings. I'm just pausing because it's quite a lot of work. But, but yes, we'll be adding as we go. We'll be adding stories. We'll be adding more things to do. We'll be adding itineraries as well. So there's a lot to do. This is just the start.
And you are Christina, the curator, so you know you better take a big, deep breath and keep that development happening. And even the elephants heading across to Werribee, so there's great nature engagement too, Richard.
Absolutely. So this is just recently just opened. If people haven't seen it, the new elephant safari experience at Werribee Open Range Zoo is absolutely globally significant. It's amazing. So it's this, they've created this new open range. It's about 45 hectares. As I understand it, it is actually the size of the current Melbourne Zoo down in Werribee for the elephants. And they are, I'm hearing their visitor levels have jumped by about 45%.
So the elephant visitors, even elephants are coming to.
Yeah, that's it. They're all the elephants coming.
How are the elephants finding the West? They're loving it.
Well, I think they all got trucked down. I was expecting them all to walk over the West Gate and sort of parade down. But we didn't get. That would have been a great media moment, I think, for that one.
Certainly would have been. Food, we've talked about the food. We haven't talked about gardens, too, because one of the greatest gardens here in Melbourne is the Williamstown Gardens. Another one is the coast. We don't think about the coast. And even heading on down to the mouth of the Werribee River, you might even see a platypus down there. You've got Werribee Beach. And you've got that huge, beautiful sweep that takes in Altona Pier. There's a lot to love.
There is, yeah, and this is the thing. It's just, I guess this traditional view of the West as being sort of quite gritty and industrial, but there's actually a lot of fantastic, beautiful green spaces. Brimbank Park, there's kangaroos bounding around.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, see them there.
Deep gorge.
The wetlands, the Western Treatment Plant has the most extraordinary bird life.
It's world famous.
World famous, yeah. So it's just not what you expect. I was like the Rose Garden, we're coming into spring, so you sort of head down to Werribee Park and all the roses will be coming into bloom. It's all beautiful.
It is all beautiful, and if you want the wow and want the wow factor, then head along to lovewestside.com.au and click on there. Sign up if you want, if you're in the West, if you want to know more info, more goss, more events, more sub-programs, lovewestside.com.au. I'm on it now. It's vibrant, it's beautiful, and there are all sorts of things that you can do if you are that side of town or wish to get to know that side of town a whole lot better than you do right now. lovewestside.com.au. And I've been chatting to Richard Ponsford, who's the exec officer, and Christina Browning, who's the communications coordinator with Western Melbourne Tourism. Thanks heaps for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, David. Yeah.